Life Audio.
In a world filled with lies and deception, we are so blessed to have access to the infallible, unchanging Word of God. His Word gives us accurate and true guidance that doesn't change or leave us in a bad place like the counsel we hear from other sources often does. Before we read the truth found in today's passage, let's pause for a quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. Then we'll dig into the scriptures together.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, which says, "But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction." The gospel of Jesus Christ is true, helpful, encouraging, and valuable. It truly is good news. So it's sad to see examples of it being mistreated, compartmentalized, or misunderstood. Christ's gospel isn't meant to be altered or tucked away. Rather, we're called to delight in it and joyfully apply it to all areas of our lives. But in every generation, there seems to be those who willingly distort the simple message of Christ's gospel to satisfy their own selfish purposes. Typically, for their own personal gain, they promote falsehoods that often deny who Jesus is or minimize the work he accomplished on our behalf. This then leads to the worship of the works of our hands instead of sincere worship directed toward Christ. Thankfully, the Holy Spirit grants us discernment, and He inspired words of caution to be included in the Scriptures to forewarn us of this danger. We're never called to leave behind or alter Christ's gospel, but we are invited to dig deeply into it and rejoice in its truth. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege that it is to be able to read this cautionary portion of Scripture today. Lord, you caution us that in every generation there are people who try to distort and pervert the gospel of Jesus Christ for their own selfish gain. They introduce false teaching and destructive heresies and all sorts of silliness with the goal of either gaining a following or profiting financially in a dishonest way. Lord, there are examples of this that we see all throughout history. There are definitely examples of this that we see right now in our present day. But we're grateful for the warning and the caution and the advice and the counsel that you give to us through your word. You teach us to be on guard for these things. You teach us to watch out for these things so that we don't get swept away in falsehood, so our children don't get swept away in that kind of teaching, so that our local churches don't get infiltrated with false doctrine either. Lord, you want us to stick to the truth of your word. You want us to preach and to believe and to follow the unadulterated message of your gospel. We're grateful for the privilege to do so. So, Lord, when we encounter falsehood, when we experience false doctrine, we pray that you would make us aware of it. We pray that your Holy Spirit would point us to the Scriptures and that we would understand what the Scriptures are saying so that we would know how to discern what's true and what's error. And we're grateful for the ways that you protect us and you help us to believe the truth so that we understand what it really looks like and what it means to follow you. We're grateful for all of these good things that you've done for us and that you continue to do. And we commit this day to your care and pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Hear about how Steve Harvey surprised a dying man on Family Feud with $25,000. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com or search Story Behind on your favorite podcast platform.